What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And look at us back on the clock. I wanted to squeeze this story in, and we're not going to get a deep dive into this, but there was an Australian woman, and this story's been in the news for a while.
The mushroom woman.
The mushroom woman. There was a gal, she was in Australia, and she was estranged from her husband. Mm-hmm. And so they were getting a divorce. There was a fairly contentious thing. So she calls the husband and says, "Hey, I want to have you and your parents over for dinner." And he goes, I don't know. That's kind of a
red
flag. And she's like, "No, I really want us to make this work." And she's like, "I understand we're not getting back together, but like, I'm really working hard on this. I'm making a beef Wellington," and puts on the super hard guilt trip.
The beef Wellington.
And so he comes
over. Which is a labor of love, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you got to put some extra work in to do a beef Wellington.
Put a pin in it. Put a pin in that.
Yeah. So.
For just a minute.
She invites over. So she invites over the husband, the parents, and an aunt and uncle. She invites them all over.
Yeah, the family.
The family.
The family line.
She invites her whole family.
Extended family.
Yes.
Whole family over. So this is outside of Melbourne, by the way. And she serves them a lovely beef Wellington. Problem, the next day, everyone starts to feel violently ill and goes to the hospital. Three of them died. It turns out, if you don't know, a beef Wellington is it's a beautiful medium rare steak, and then it's wrapped in a pastry, and inside the pastry is a layer of mushroom.
A mushroom duck cell, I believe, is what they call it.
And they're delightful.
Beautifully said.
Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, by the way.
He's famous for it.
He makes the one in Vegas or Reno.
It's a delightful beef Wellington.
It is a delightful beef Wellington.
Okay.
Also, I'd like to point out the bread pudding.
You're such a bread pudding
guy. You're
hag.
A big pudding guy in general.
Yeah, what's going on with
I'm
you?
I'm telling you, you go to Gordon Ramsay's.
God, you brought this up the last time. Literally the last time I hosted, you brought up his bread pudding.
Shout out to the Horse Brass. A delightful bread pudding. A wonderful English bar. You get that's the final. You go and you get a lovely pint of Guinness and a bread pudding at about 1 a.m. And let me tell you, it slaps every time.
So the fact that you brought this up, so when I brought up Cinnabon Swirl, I was going to ask you about bread pudding, but I was like, he just brought that up last show that I was on with him. No. I'm not going to bring up bread pudding again, and then you did it.
Go to Hell's Kitchen, order yourself a beef Wellington from Gordon Ramsay, and then get the damn bread pudding, and I'm telling you,
One of the best meals you'll ever have.
It's the best bread pudding I've ever had.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
that's, so it's a solid C+.
Oh my God, their bread pudding, incredible.
I like that.
Turns out...
Many people think it's a mid-dessert, but not this one, apparently.
I will kick someone in the nuts that insults bread pudding. Oh, go to the Horse Brass...
Cover up.
...and order their bread pudding, which isn't even as good as the bread pudding
in
Hell's
Kitchen.
So
what's going on with the beef Wellington that this lady made?
She put death cap mushrooms as the mushroom glaze inside the beef Wellington, sent all four of them to the hospital, killed three of them!
Yep.
Killed three!
And her argument was... that she was a forager and frequently would go do that for different ingredients for her meal.
Yeah.
And she was basically an expert at this.
Lies.
And well, no. That is actually true.
But this one, she just happened to
get
it
wrong?
And she
would pick like raspberries, and her argument was, I just happened to get it wrong. And they brought witnesses up who said she knows everything about what she did.
She lied about everything. She lied and said that... she didn't make her own mushrooms. She lied and said she didn't have a mushroom dehydrator. Everything about her story was full of... They actually found her mushroom dehydrator in a landfill. She threw it away.
Evidence.
Yeah, she got caught, like, red-handed. By the way, she even faked being sick. She was like, no.
See, I was sick just like that.
She never went to the hospital. She never once got sick. She even lied about it. All four were hospitalized. Three freaking died. She killed three members of that family.
Resourceful little bitch.
Went on for 6 weeks, 50 witnesses, 8 days of Patterson family testimony, and she has been convicted of three murders. And we go into more, but like we don't have a ton of time, but
She's a grade A bitch.
I'm adding this to the list. If you're having a rough time in your relationship or you're estranged, this is now becomes, because it was always two.
Hiking is one.
Do not go hiking. If you are estranged from your husband or wife and the other one says, hey, I got an idea.
Speaking of the show shrinking.
Yes. Why don't we get back together and let's go on a hike way up high on a mountain? No, your ass is about to be kicked off. Or, hey, I got an idea. Let's go on a cruise. You're getting pitched over the side. And now number three.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If they invite you and your entire family that she hates, she can't stand any member of your family, and she insists that they all come over for a home-cooked meal, don't do it.
Especially if there's mushrooms.
Bitch! You're about to get freaking poisoned.
Yep.
And three of your asses are going to die.
Yep.
I'm telling you, read through this trial. Just look it up. The details of the trial are freaking bananas. Because she is a grade A prime bitch.
Grade A prime bitch.
It's one thing to kill the bastard that you don't like, but you offed his parents and the aunt and uncle?
Bitch.
Yeah. Boy, what sort of evil is that?
You freaking bitch.
I listened to a true crime podcast yesterday in which the lady found out her husband was cheating. She went to the hotel they were at, hit him with her car, with their daughter in the car, and then went over him and backed up over him and drove over him multiple times.
Man.
And then got out and cried over his body and said, please breathe, you're okay, you're going to be okay. Hmm. She just like snapped.
I don't, now, we've all had our heart broken from time to time. We've all been treated poorly by someone.
Oh, I've killed a few people.
The idea of the, I'm so heartbroken that I'm going to murder you.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Or the, I don't want to get a divorce because I don't want to pay alimony, therefore I'm going to murder.
Like, getting a divorce is more complicated than offing your partner.
That blows me away. I just will never...
We're having problems, and I just had to get rid of it.
The family annihilator guy who's like, oh, gosh, we're in debt a little bit. I think I'll just wipe out my entire family rather than sell the house.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, what?
Yeah. Dude,
It's never that bad.
I get, you know, you can't rationalize crazy, but my goodness.
Young Hansen.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We're an hour away.
We're an hour away.
Young Bong tonight.
I can't. I got to go see... canceled guy, which I still feel a little uncomfortable about.
All right. The Yong Bong highlights will be waiting for you.
They'll be waiting for me. Don't worry, I got the TiVo set. I'll watch every minute and give us a detailed breakdown on Monday.
No text updates on that from you?
Oh,
you don't
no,
want to be sitting there and I'm texting you the Yong Bong update,
I got to keep that one.
He's got a triple-double in the second quarter!
With turnovers and fouls!
The Yong Dynasty has arrived. Well, thank you guys very much. I appreciate you. Nemec, always like having you in. Buckley, good to have you back. Good luck this weekend moving back into the asbestos-free house with a brand new kitchen. Rob should be back on Monday, and we will see you guys Monday, 3 to 7. Don't forget, new show, noon to 3 with Patrick Harris and Danny Moraine. Noon to 3, and then primetime 3 to 7. We'll see you guys Monday. Have a very safe and warm weekend.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.